She will be sharing this morning along with Sherry Farrell. And Sherry is an outstanding business owner and also involved in women's ministry here at Grace Chapel. And so they actually combined have 7 sons. So throughout them sharing, be mindful to pray for them. Okay? That would be a good thing. And so welcome, if you would, with me, the Sisters of the 7 Sons.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're awake.
They are.
Well, it's Mother's Day, so we were thinking that we needed a Grace Chapel top 10 list. So today we have the top 10 sayings of Bible mothers.
Number 10. Samson, what is with that long hair in your eyes? Do I need to go get my scissors or are you going to go get that cut?
Number 9. David, I told you not to play with that sling in the house. Go practice your harp. We pay good money for those lessons.
Number 8, Abraham, stop wandering around the countryside and get home for supper.
Number 7, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, I told you never to play with fire.
Cain, get off your brother. Someday you're going to kill him.
Number 5, Noah. No, you can't keep them. How many times have I told you to quit bringing home those strays?
Number 4, Gideon. Have you been hiding in the wine press again? Just look at your clothes.
Number 3, and having boys, Sherry and I relate to this one. James and John, no more burping contest. People are going to call you the Sons of Thunder.
Number 2, Peter, settle down. It's all fun and games until someone gets their eye poked out or their ear cut off.
And the number 1 saying of Bible mothers, Judas, have you been in my purse again?
Oh. Thank you so much for joining us this morning at Grace Chapel on this beautiful Mother's Day. And in addition to being a beautiful Mother's Day for us to celebrate moms, it's also just a gorgeous day outside to celebrate gardening. As the second Sunday of May, this is a classic time in Denver where you can begin planting your flowers. And it has been a tradition of our family since that was shared with us by a longtime Denver resident. So we have an annual adventure at the Farrell Casa of planting flowers.
And we adopted the same concept when we heard about the Farrell's family tradition. By this time, usually, we're finished with those nighttime freezes and the snowstorms. And so it's a fun day to just have our boys help in the garden and a special way to celebrate the change of seasons. Of course, having all boys, we had to throw in the element of competition and power tools. But I hear lately that the Farrells have crossed over to the type of flora and fauna that never die. So I'm just wondering, Sherry, will you be going to Tagawa's Nursery or Michael's Craft Shop today?
Oh, Dina, you know the answer to that. I'm getting silk flowers at Michael's all the way.
Well, today, before we begin planting, we want to share a message with you that is woven with Scripture and has been prayerfully designed to just share with you how God has woven our lives together on this path of mothering and friendship. And it just does show us the beautiful components of a garden. Specifically, our goals today are to honor the beautiful mothers in our audience, to encourage all of us to honor our own mothers, to illustrate how godly friendships enhance our abilities to mother, and to help move our hearts from a complacency to reaching out in friendship.
And this morning, although we're sharing about the God-ordained and the blessed friendship that Dina and I share, we must also say to you that both of us have several other friends that have been near and dear to our hearts over the years, some for a long time, and some are new rosebuds in our garden. Today you're going to hear some specific stories about our oldest sons, Ryan and Logan. And we also wanted to let you know that if I were sitting up here with Michelle, for example, you'd be seeing instead many pictures of our family with the Santa Ferraros and hearing about Drew and Rocky's adventures growing up. And if Jules and Inger were by my side, you'd be seeing pictures of the adventures that we've had with the Lomborgs and the Andruses and hearing stories of Trey and Sean and Brian and Jake and Lars. But today, it's going to be Dina and I sharing specifically about the precious friendship that we've had and that we've had with our families over the years.
And likewise, if I was sitting up here with Tammy, you would be hearing more stories about how our family friendship with the Birklands has blessed our lives. I think all of us have those avenues of friendship in our life that wherever we are, we can share how God's blessed us. But we also want to recognize that Mother's Day can highlight areas of pain for many women and for many different reasons. A loss of your own mother, the inability to be a mother, the selfless love act of putting a child up for adoption, the loss of a baby due to abortion or miscarriage, or maybe the loss of relationship with your mother. Maybe you're still single.
So to all of you who may be having pain this morning centered around mothering, we wanted to also offer our hearts and prayers to you that our perfect Heavenly Father would meet you in a place where you could be healed, and that as we share our story about friendship, that you would realize how special and have a special friend to walk through this season of pain. So we extend our love to you too.
It is rewarding to watch a garden grow from a mound of soil to the first seedlings, then the fruit, and then you get the benefit of the harvest. Our friendships are the same. They require nurturing to take root and grow. And God desires that we have healthy roots, because with flawed roots, we're going to produce flawed fruit. And without God, we all have flawed roots. But with Him, we're healthy because we have Him as our parent. He takes us from a place and reparents us and replants us in the soil of His love and acceptance.
And so that takes us to our introduction. And our introduction verse is from 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come.
Some of us may not have grown up in Christian environments or had Christ-centered role models. So we can rely on this verse and know that we do not have to draw our self-worth from our family of origin. We can rely on God because He transforms us. When we allow Him to do this, we begin to break unhealthy cycles, and we are transformed into the life that He has planned for us. No matter what our past hold, God never wants us to fear. He doesn't want us to fail, and He doesn't want us to live with shame or in guilt. He wants us to live in hope. Becoming like Christ is a process and takes time, just like plants producing fruit takes time. During those early days of a seedling beginning to gain strength, it needs protection. In our garden, we use these water walls that you fill with water, and the sun warms it during the day so that that plant can stay warm at night and be protected from the winds. Likewise, God provides that protection for us with our godly friends. And for the past 9 years, Sherry and I have been that protection for one another. But just as a plant needs nurturing and with that regular water and fertilizing, attending church is a start, but it's not all that we need. As women, we need friendships, and we tend to seek out more than just coming to church. We want and we need those relationships. And since we all come from different families of origin, we have variety. And together we make up this amazing garden of color in God's eyes, but also to the world around us. We also know that we need time in God's Word to have His daily sustenance. It helps us keep our focus on Him instead of our circumstances. Sherry and I have developed a trust with each other and know that when we're going through difficult circumstances, we can depend on the other one to keep our eyes focused on God and how He would have us to respond or to react. There have been many times that each of us have shared with one another just the struggles with our parents and the relationships there, and also just times of pain that we're dealing with. But we remind each other that without God, we would have those sad, flawed roots. And that gives us reason to pray together and to encourage one another. And that's how friendship strengthens our lives. Whether we're a parent or a child, or young or old, we need friendships. We all have periods of loneliness and feelings of not belonging, but the friends we have can be our support and provide God's love through those times. When we support and love each other, we grow, even though it's difficult sometimes. And God knew there would be those times of difficulty, and that's why he had to command us to love each other, because if it was easy, he wouldn't have stated it as a command. In John 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. You are the branches. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you.
So we start with that premise this morning, that our Father is the gardener and his command is that we love each other. And we have several stories to share this morning that are going to reinforce the concept of surrounding ourselves with godly friends and families. We have been blessed in our lives over the past many years in our friendship, but hopefully what we can share with you is that blessing hasn't just been limited to our own hearts, but that blessing has been extended as well to our husbands and our children. Our 9 years of friendship have blessed us, but it is that blessing that has gone on to those 9 men that make up the Farrell and Paschke families that's really special too. So just like in our flower garden, what happens with our Father as the gardener, as he puts together friends and families, and we come together with different sizes, colors, shapes, textures, and odors, those boys, to make a beautiful garden to the delight of the Lord. And our Father truly is the gardener. We see him at work in designing the garden, in working the soil, planting the seeds, pulling the weeds, fertilizing the flowers, growing us up, replanting us, and eventually taking us to the end of our season with physical death and spiritual eternity continuing. Our obedience to his plan is what allows us to experience the full blessings he has for us. And finding his will for our friendships is as easy as going through the scriptures and looking at all the one another's And that's what we're going to do today. The rest of our talk is centered around the one another's and the commands he's given us and how we've seen those one another's shared out in our friendships. Our hope is that our friendship and the blessings that our families have experienced together will encourage you as you develop godly friendships for yourself and other families.
Our roots develop as we see God at work. And when our family moved to Denver from Albuquerque, my heart and my roots stayed there for a while. And many of you have shared that same feeling when you have moved. But God loves us too much to leave us in a sad place. So it was soon after that that he surrounded me with women from BSF and then later on here at Grace Chapel. Being a transplant is difficult. The roots really do go through a shock. But if it's handled with care, a plant can be moved from place to place, and each time it's moved, it takes the soil from that place to its new location. So the new location begins to accept the plant and that old soil. So that's our first one another. Just moms need to be accepted.
For the scripture says, accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praises to God. And that tells us when we accept one another that way, that we, in our own lives, bring praises to God.
Have you ever watched a vine as it weaves its way through your garden and up the fence and all the plants around it gently move out of the way as it grows? They both can flourish as they mature. And that is what God asks us to do. As we grow, we accept others by looking at them through the eyes of Jesus. And as I've learned more and more of Sherry's background and her home life as a child, it's given me a better understanding of who she is and an acceptance of why organization and order are so important to her and why her life is always centered around building relationships. When we understand how our friend acts and reacts in certain ways, we can begin accepting them. And loving Sherry deeply over years has helped me to seek and understand other women in a deeper way.
Connection and friendships more often come easily to women. Although it's God's desire that relationships form the fabric of our lives, whether we are men or women, male or female, boy or girl, Dina and I have been led by the Lord to use our friendship not only to bless ourselves, but to also bless our husbands and our sons in modeling friendship and, more importantly, in sharing the friendships amongst all of us. So over the years, we've not only had our own friendship, but we have had that meaningful family friendship. And that takes us to our next slide, that moms need someone to love them with actions, not just words.
The Word tells us, "Dear children, let us not love merely with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth." So our love must be with action.
So just as Dina spoke of accepting one another based on how we're uniquely shaped, God also calls us to do this with our husbands and our children. And Dina's husband Jim and my husband Dave, as well as our 7 sons, all love the great outdoors of Colorado. Whether it's camping and hiking or paintball guns, airsoft guns, skiing, snowboarding, you name it, horseback riding, over the years we've done it all together. And it's in these actions, the times that we are together creating memories, playing hard, and risking life and limb for our families. Unless you think I'm kidding. Dina, do you remember when that horse threw you down the mountainside outside of Durango? It's in these actions that our heart and our friendships and our connections grow. And over the years, we've seen how this has blessed our husbands and our kids and our church. For example, our oldest 2 sons, our Ryan and Dina's Logan, have graduated from 2 different high schools. They knew each other through youth group here at Grace Chapel. But they graduated together in 2006. They both applied up to CU Boulder, and they moved in together as roommates in Aiden Hall, sharing first-year college life, along with all of their differences and similarities as guys. Another example would be recently, our husbands, Dave and Jim, commandeered the forklift and painted that top half of the fellowship hall in all those beautiful warm colors so that you would have a welcoming place to go. Our stories could go on and on of camping adventures, missions trips to other countries, palm trees and pools. You guys can ask Drew about that one later. Talent shows, pranks, toilet papering. But I think you get the picture. Our special friendship is about far more than the 2 of us, and it's been a fountain of blessing for our families.
And that leads us to the point that mom needs someone to help, listen, and share their burdens. In addition to love actions that are fun, the Word tells us, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. 2 are better than 1 because they have a good return for their labor. If they fall down, they can help each other up. But pity those who fall and have no one to help them.
Dina and I have been each faced with challenges, but the beauty of our friendships is knowing that our girlfriends are right there with us as we strive to journey through this life in obedience and to glory for God. It's friends from our Father's garden that join their hearts with us and pray, especially at those times when we're struggling the most.
Sherry and I have shared many talks about our lives, both the good and the bad, and just the journeys that we're on together. And a time that I will always treasure was the night that she showed up at my door, and I was curled up on the couch in tears, but I hadn't called her. The Spirit had prompted her, and she was sensitive to that. And she came over to sit and love and hug on me at a time that I needed it.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I wanted to share a special time when Dina's strength was there to carry my burden. And it was after one evening when we were here at church, and I had mentioned that I was struggling. And the very next morning, my phone rang, and she called to ask me to go on a walk. And as we walked, it was a pretty cold and windy day. We saw this cute little fox. I got a good picture of him. And it was through her friendship and her listening ear and her encouragement that she gave me warmth in the midst of that cold day. She listened to a deep struggle that was on my heart, and she helped me see it from a different perspective, a godly perspective. By that time, I'd been coming down from my hill of optimism for several weeks, and on that day, Dina grabbed my hand and helped me walk back up. As girlfriends, we don't always have to have the answers. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But whether or not we do, we're there to listen, to encourage, and to help each other find the Lord in the midst so that we can pray.
And because of God's grace, thankfully, we have not both hit those low times at the same time. But our friendship extends beyond ourselves and our families. It has walked directly into this church and into our service.
Brings us to our next point, that moms need someone to work alongside them. Because we're told in the Word that we are fellow workers. And the verse says, "For we are co-workers with and for God. You are God's garden, His vineyard and field under cultivation."
When our hearts are devoted to a cause, it shows in our obedience and in our service. And that can sound a bit heavy, but what we discover is that there is joy when we serve and when we obey. Many times our obedience brings us to new challenges, and some of those are hard to take on. But the beauty of God is that in His opportunities to serve, we can be loved and stretched. One of those challenges that we've been on together was to cook for the Elevation Cafe for several years. And it wasn't real difficult.
That's like over 100 people every week.
That's right. It wasn't as difficult for me. I had
sometimes 150.
Barely.
What if we had 200? Maybe not. Sorry. Go ahead.
She's exaggerating, and you're going to know why. It wasn't as hard of a responsibility for me because I had grown up in a children's home and had 13 brothers to cook for, and I actually kind of find cooking fun and therapeutic. But when Sherry walked in and saw these appliances and stainless steel sink that was, to her, looked like a bathtub, and refrigerators that you could literally put your people in, your kids, I was going to say that wouldn't be very nice. I've never done that.
I haven't either.
But the look on her face was just incredible. It's just a look you don't see on Sherry Farrell's face very often. She was lost and bewildered. She really didn't believe me when I told her to go buy 5 dozen eggs to make brownies. But the challenge of working together really could fit under the principle of being patient with one another, because she did have a lot of questions and she was really lost. Probably the most profound moment in the kitchen was when we asked her to open a can and we told her to use this. And she doubted that it was a can opener, but thought it was really more of a weapon of mass destruction. Cafe is just one of the areas that we've been able to serve together. We've opened our homes on Wednesdays for the teen group. We've painted together. We've been in Sunday school together. We've prayed for other people together. And we've also served side by side in women's ministry together.
It's been fun, hasn't it? And it takes us to our next point. And one of the things that's really important for moms is the need to feel forgiven, but also to forgive themselves. Choosing to be unforgiving or to continue feeling offended that someone has said something or done something or not done something is unbiblical. It leads to discord in our church, and it leads to a breakdown in our friendships. We must recognize that God's will for us in forgiving is to bless us.
The Bible speaks over and over of the value of forgiveness and the peace in relationships. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you.
As we've been preparing this talk over the past several weeks, neither Dina nor I could ever remember an event or a story to offer up as an example of how important it is to forgive one another. And I've concluded it's because our friendship has been blessed with godly forgiveness, the kind that doesn't have to be extended because it's woven into the fabric of how we think and how we act. In our many years of friendship, just the simple time, the proximity, and just being women would indicate that we've had many opportunities to allow our feelings to get hurt or to feel offended. But our lives are lived in the full awareness of all that God has forgiven us. And it's out of this abundance that we live in the habit of obediently forgiving each other. This forgiveness and this lifestyle of forgiveness has built our trust in one another. And as a result, we know that we can be completely real and honest and unguarded in both our thoughts and our words and really sharing our hearts with one another. It's been shown that children, as well as adults, are much more likely to have life lessons caught than taught, and we've been blessed to see our forgiving spirits at work in our children. As Ryan and Logan lived together in less than 200 square feet up at college that first year, we watched their hearts of patience and forgiveness at work as these two very different guys lived together in peace and with joy.
Beyond forgiving one another, as moms, we also desperately need to learn how to forgive ourselves. We've made many mistakes, we haven't done everything right, and we know we haven't lived up to all the expectation of our husbands and our boys. But when we live with hearts that desire to please, sometimes those shortcomings can magnify into regrets.
Because this world and our culture calls us today to be super moms, don't we know? With our kids well-rounded with the perfect balance of all the right activities and lessons for music and sports and dance, and the perfect friends, and over-the-top birthday celebrations, and nightly gourmet dinners. Not that that's a problem for Dina, but you can probably imagine that's a problem at my house. And we're told that we need to have the most popular kids that are at the top of their games, and their looks, and their academics, and their scholarships, and their acceptance. But truly, which of these values are God's plans for our families and our children? It's with godly husbands and with godly friends that we have the freedom to explore what God desires for our kids and our family life. And we have the support to share what is going well in each other's family and to find ideas and encouragement for things we could be doing differently. But most importantly, we have the loving arms of a friend that can tell us that it's okay that we're not perfect and remind us that she forgives us and God forgives us and that we can and need to forgive ourselves. And thus we have the freedom to start each day fresh and with new life. This is the power of God's message of forgiveness working itself out in our daily lives. And next we're going to go to mom's need to be shown generosity. Just as forgiveness has two sides revealed in godly friendship, forgiving one another and forgiving ourselves, so does generosity. The Bible says, "But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we've kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. The goal is equality."
Both of us have nursed the other in times of pain. There is a tenderness that we develop when we care for someone or something more than ourselves. But relationships always take time. Time away from what we thought was important, time that could have been spent elsewhere. But the investment of this time is what brings the richness and value to the friendship. Sherry came to the hospital after my hip replacement, and she took time during a very busy season at work to help me shower, wash my hair. She even danced around the room in her swimsuit to make me laugh and get my mind off of the pain. But knowing that she was very busy at her work and to give up several hours one evening was a special gift to me that showed me that she was very generous in our friendship.
Here's a cute picture of us when I even took Dina. She's on her crutches. She hadn't walked, but I just knew it would feel good if we could get her in the pool and she could stand on her own two legs. And this was us in the pool after her hip surgery. And in turn, on the other side, I have to share with you that when it came to some pretty unexpected and very damaging dental work that I had done, it was Dina that was there to cart me back and forth. That's all I thought it was going to be, was a little car ride. But no, it was a whole lot more. Bringing me smoothies, rotating the ice packs, keeping vigil at my bedside for the first appointment and the second appointment and the third appointment. It was just precious to know that she would be there for me. And it's pretty exciting. We've seen this too in our children. Ryan had major facial surgery when he was in high school, and not only did Logan come and watch movies and just sit with Ryan as he endured great pain, not being able to eat for many weeks, Logan took his generosity a step further. At Ryan's junior year registration that year in August, when he had to get his ID card, and he loathed the idea of getting that picture taken with the swelling and the bruising on his face, Logan stepped in and became Ryan for a moment. What great hilarity ensued when the Highlands Ranch 2004-2005 yearbook came out and Logan's red hair blazed out above the name, Ryan Farrell.
Beyond these stories, we have many, many more that we could share with you about how we've been blessed as we have followed all of the different one another's in our lives. Here is another. Moms need to be taught.
Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
It is so important for moms to be encouraged by their husband, by their children, by their own parents, and by their girlfriends. And there have been many times when Sherry and I have been able to do this for each other because moms need to be encouraged.
Encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you're doing.
We've also shared a friendship that has included rich, deep, personal, and longing prayer for one another, for each other's marriages, and for each other's children. And so that's our next one another, that moms need to be prayed for.
Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
But all of this is wrapped up quite nicely for Mother's Day with our next point that moms need to know you're thankful.
I thank my God every time I remember you in all of my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. For God is my witness how I long for you with all the love in the tender mercy of Christ Jesus.
Truly, the fruit of the garden of friendship is love brimming over with thankfulness. We thank and praise God for his provisions and for our families and for the blessings of precious friendship, a tool that God has used in our lives to point to the right living in him and for him. For it's through love and growth that happens so specially in godly friendships that we are refreshed, restored, and challenged to be the best wives and mothers in the fullness of God's design.
We have our tandem bike up here. It's just a visual reminder that in long-term relationships and on our friendships and our marriages, it really is a time where we can share a lot of fun and exhilaration and a shared effort on our journeys. So in conclusion, our prayer for each of you, whether you're a mother or a daughter, a man or a woman, a child or an elder, is that our Father would be developing within your lives a beautiful garden full of family and friends.
And both of us want to acknowledge our husbands and our sons, that they have given us the time to be with each other, to connect with one another, that they have known and understood that there's some things that only another mom can understand. And we just would like for you to meet our nine guys. So we have them here with us today, although my middle son had to go to work, so we're one short. We're actually only eight guys today.
We were nine at 8 o'clock.
Nine at the 8 o'clock service. This is my son, Logan, my husband, Jim, and my youngest son, Christian.
And then for my family, this is our son, Trey, and Sean, Ryan, and Drew, and my husband, Dave. And we always like to put Trey in the middle here because he's been called for years, as you can imagine, our brother with the other mother.
So right now, Pastor John's going to come up and pray, and we would just ask that you would just grab the hand of the mom that you're here with today and pray over her as John prays over the whole church.
Lord Jesus, we're grateful for this special day to honor mothers in our lives. We're grateful, Father, that you, although you are our Heavenly Father, demonstrate those motherly qualities of care and concern. Your grace is amazing. You're so patient and long-suffering. Lord, you are absolutely incredible. And as we reflect on mothers today, we reflect on your divine character qualities. And they are great, just like our mothers are great. We thank you for each mother here that is represented. And Lord, we would ask a special blessing on them for the time and commitment, the sacrifice, the patience they have demonstrated over the years. Lord, we ask that you would enrich their lives. May they learn to trust you more and more each day. And yet, Lord, we pray for every woman at Grace Chapel, whether it be one of our little girls or whether one of our teenage young ladies or our adult women, no matter where they're at. At Grace Chapel, we honor our women because you honor them. And so may they feel the blessing and the love and support today that only you can give, but also that their families can extend as well. So as we head out today, may we enjoy this special occasion. In Jesus' name.